With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The House and Senate passed a bipartisan farm bill that addresses a wide range of government programs, from farming to nutrition assistance to trade and energy. The five-year farm bill is monumental legislation that addressed a wide range of areas, including farming, nutrition, conservation, trade, energy, and forestry. Passage also came after months of negotiations to merge the drastically different versions passed by the House and Senate earlier this year. Allison Rivera is with the NCBA and says they're also really happy with the bill.
While not a perfect bill, we NCBA was supportive of this bill, and we were supportive because the priorities that we had worked on were, for the most part, included in this language. We were pleased to see mandatory funding and authorization for the Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccine Bank and other animal disease preparedness pieces that we were supportive of. We were also supportive of the conservation title. We were pleased to see more funding given to EQIP to the tune of around $2 billion. That will open up more opportunities for our producers, and we are grateful for that.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue also seems pretty happy with the new farm bill, saying the passage of the 2019 farm bill is good news because it provides a strong safety net for farmers and ranchers who need the dependability and certainty the legislation affords. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.